bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Okay, you know what I was saying about tech news for the past 48 hours? That news is going to focus pretty much on Microsoft. Yeah, it seems Microsoft decided to blow out the cobwebs and give us something to talk about, particularly when it comes to offering iTunes, Ubuntu, Fedora, and other things in the Windows Microsoft Store. I know, I'm sitting here flabbergasted myself. Now, as far as the operating systems go, I know, it sounds a bit on the odd side. But you might remember Microsoft announced Windows Subsystem for Linux way back in early 2016. That was a way to let developers use a full version of Linux within Windows 10 itself. So I guess you could say it kind of makes a whole bunch of sense adding Ubuntu, Fedora, SUSE to the Windows Store. However, though, when it comes to the other one, as in being iTunes, people think, well, wait a minute, iTunes has always been there. What's the big deal? It'll make it easier for Windows users to find the software, which I think is a bunch of crap, but still, at least it's nice to see it there. Or should I say, eventually there. Because iTunes ain't going to be hitting the store till the end of this year. Why is it taking so long? I have no idea. In the meantime, just go download it the old-fashioned way. More Microsoft Windows news. This comes with making some videos on your Windows machine. Yes, I'm talking about Story Remix. It's basically what Movie Maker probably should have been in the first place. Unfortunately, Movie Maker's got such a bad reputation already. It was probably a good idea that they renamed it. It's going to let you easily edit your photos and create video content. On top of that, though, it'll have sort of a social element to it, allowing you to work on projects with your friends or colleagues at the same time. That way you can share footage and collaborate and, you know, do all that sort of stuff. Not only top of that, there's also going to be apps available for Android and iOS too. Finally, finishing off a bit of our Microsoft Windows news today with a little bit of Neon. Yeah, that might sound familiar if you're a Windows fan. Project Neon. Well, what it is a big UI refresh for Windows 10. Unfortunately, though, if you were expecting to go, whoa, what a change, nah, not quite. You'll have controls now for what they're calling light. Depth will do pretty much what it says. It adds depth information to the UI, basically giving you some extra effects and pizzazz. And as Microsoft puts it, a virtual experience. Really. Motions is going to give you sort of revamped animations. And Material will control the textures of the UI elements. All in all, not a huge departure, but a little tweak there and a little tweak there. And yeah, it makes it feel all nice and snappy. Snappy and spiffy now. Going over to the UK and talking about the BBC iPlayer and how they're cracking down. Yep, get ready for this in the next few weeks because the BBC is planning to introduce a password protection to the iPlayer. And as you probably guessed it, this is intended to prevent people from using the streaming TV catch-up service without paying, yep, that license fee. Now the BBC says there'll be no mass surveillance techniques. They're not going to be asking your internet company for your IP address or anything like that. They just want you to enter this password so you'll comply with the law. In fact, you might have noticed starting as yes, right now, iPlayer viewers will see a message informing them that a password will soon be required. So those of you on the outside looking in on the UK that have been using iPlayer for free, sorry. And finally, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Oh, yes, I'm talking about Mr. Rogers. For those of you that don't remember Mr. Rogers, go Google it. I ain't got enough time to explain it to you. However, for those that do know Mr. Rogers, yeah, you remember that PBS way back when. Well, from PBS, he's taking the leap to Twitch. Yes, beginning next week, Twitch is going to host an 18-day, I kid you not, 886-episode marathon of Mr. Rogers. Why are they doing this? Well, basically, this is to help out the public broadcasting stations. Yes, you heard me say it before, PBS. It will actually feature a donation panel where you, as a Mr. Rogers viewer, can donate some money if you want to support your local PBS station. Now, I'm sure we all remember the popular Sesame Street, also on PBS. Unfortunately, due to lack of money, they had to move over to HBO. However, though, for Mr. Rogers, nah, you don't have to worry about that. It's a Twitch marathon that'll be so
free.
In fact, Twitch has already been involved with other PBS programs like Bob Ross and The Joy of Painting. Come on, you know Bob. Let's paint a little cloud and a happy tree. That guy. And let us not forget about Julia Childs. The Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Marathon starts May 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. I don't suggest that you stay up the whole 18 days. Unless you're one hell of a dedicated fan. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. While you're over there, get subscribed to our podcast. And heck, if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, we could sure use your support. You can check out our Patreon fun, give us a donation over there, or send something along over via PayPal, whatever works best for you. And of course, those that are already donating to us, thank you so much for your support. We truly would be lost without it. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger and our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join in. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, smile O-N-D. It is F-R-I-D-A-Y. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.